So the Mishnah Baraita Maseches Bavakama, Per Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Shar Shu Yaitzel Hisaka. This shar killed someone. Bezen Paskind, but he's Chayav Skil. V'gdishay Ba'alav. The Bailim went, the owners went, before the actual Skil, and they said, I'm donating the shar to Hegdish. Ein Emugdish. The Hegdish is not Chal. It doesn't become Hegdish. And the reason is, once Bezen Paskin, once we had the final psak, that the shar is chayav skila, it's aser b'hana. You now don't have any benefit from it. And once it's aser b'hana, the bailam have no schus in it anymore. Or suppose what happened is, again, after Bezen Paskin, that the shar is chayav skila, shechatai, the bailam went and shechted the shar before the skila. Sorry, aser. Even though it was the best shaychet in the world and it was a perfect shechit al pi halacha, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Not only are you not allowed to eat the meat, but it's also aser b'hana. That's learned from lo yeyachel es b'sara. However, v'im ad shalei nigmar dinai, in other words, the shark killed someone, but it's before Bezen gave out the psak that he's chayiv skila. Higdishay ba'olav, the bailam went quickly and they were magdish the shar. They said it belongs to Hegdish. The din is mugdash. The Hegdish is chal. And if someone has hana from this shar, it's like he's being moil behegdish. It's like he's having enough from a Hegdish item. Before the Gemar had din, even though the shar already killed someone, it's still brishos habailam. Now, are we going to be makriv this on the Mizbeach? Absolutely not. Because we learn out from the Pasuk Minatzayin Takrivu es Karbanchem that you cannot be makriv on the Mizbeach, a shar that gored someone. But lemaisa, you can't have any hana from it until it's redeemed. It's considered property of Hegdish. The Im Shechatai, if the shar was shechted properly before the Gemar Din, again before Bezin's Psak, even though the shar already killed someone, sorry mutter, and the basar is even mutter biachila. You can eat the meat. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? A shar that killed someone, and Bezin already gave out the Gemar Din, and the Bailam have no shaychas to it. If they were Magdish, it doesn't belong to Hegdish. If you shechted it, the basar is aser. It's aser to eat, it's aser bahana. Even the skin is aser bahana. That's learned from the Pasuk Gebala Sharnaki. But if the Bailam were Magdish the shar before the Gemar Din, even though the shar already killed someone, or they shechted it, then it does belong to Hegdish, and the basar would be mutter. And once again, even though we say it belongs to Hegdish, but lemaisa, because it's a shar that gores, we learn from the pasuk that you cannot be makrivit on the Mizbeach.